from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Earlier this month in Yemen, a 13-year-old girl bled to death. She'd been forced to have intercourse with her 23-year-old husband. More than a quarter of girls in Yemen are married before the age of 15, and few come forward to protest or complain. But lately that's been changing. Later this month, the Yemeni parliament is set to vote on whether to impose a minimum marriage age of 17 for women and 18 for men. Kelly McEvers recently traveled to Yemen and has this report.
It all started with a little girl who had a little voice and a bold plan. Her name is Najood Ali. The daughter of a shepherd who had more than a dozen children, Najood was married at the age of 9 to a man in his 30s. Her father was paid a dowry of about $750. Najood was sent to a remote village to live with her husband's family. From the first night, her husband forced himself on her and beat her when she resisted. Najood convinced her husband to let her visit her family here in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. She went to her stepmother for advice. If you want to end this marriage, the stepmother said, why don't you go to court?
She said that she talked to her on Tuesday, and then she was thinking the whole night, and then she decides to go on Wednesday morning.
4 feet tall and dirt poor, Najood took a minibus to a taxi and a taxi to the courthouse. She walked up to the first judge she saw and asked for a divorce.
She said she was afraid because the first time I see soldiers and lots of people inside, and it was scary.
The divorce eventually was granted. Najood was flown to New York to receive an award from Glamour magazine, and her story is the subject of a new memoir she wrote with a French journalist. These days, she's somewhat of a celebrity in Yemen. But women's rights advocates here say Najood's story is only one of what could be millions. Rashida Alhamdani heads a government organization for the advancement of women. She says the custom of child marriage is not new in this region. What's new is the way it's practiced.
Well, our mothers got married at the age of 13, 12, 13, 11. The men usually were a very similar age. They got married similar age, and she was mostly living in the families. So they were taking care of her, and she was not be touched until she, maturation. It's different now.
In other words, the larger extended family made sure the young man waited to consummate the marriage, at least until his wife had reached puberty. But now that tribal culture is breaking down. Nuclear families live apart from the larger group. And because Yemen is increasingly overpopulated and impoverished, many families see marrying their young daughters and receiving dowries as a way to survive.
Some families are getting rid of their girls because of poverty. Some of them are selling their children, and some of them are... They think it's what we call it sitr, istur bintak, which is, it means that you have to cover the girl. We put her in a place where she will be protected.
This idea of sitr in the Arab world means it's better to marry off your daughter than to let her become the object of men's desires, which brings shame to the family. The debate here in Yemen and in neighboring countries like Saudi Arabia is whether these practices are dictated by Islam or merely by tradition. It's said that the Prophet Muhammad's beloved wife, Aisha, was just 9 years old when the two were betrothed. But, says Islamic scholar Shoqi al-Qadi, that doesn't mean all Muslims should do the same now. That was 1,400 years ago, Qadi says. Nowadays, we're more protective of children. And isn't that a good thing? Qadi is also a member of parliament who supports the law that would set a minimum marriage age. The law passed last year, but then was repealed and sent back to committee after some lawmakers called it un-Islamic. The committee is expected to make a final decision later this month. Qadi says he thinks those who oppose the bill will come around, mainly because of the health risks associated with early marriage. The mother of the girl who died earlier this month said the victim bled to death after she was tied down and raped by her husband. And last year, a 12-year-old girl died after 3 days in labor. Shada Nasser is the lawyer who defended now-famous Najood Ali. She says even if the law passes, it will take time and resources to implement it. But at least now, girls know they have a way out.
After Najood case, now we have proof to explain for the parliament and the government, this marriage, it is illegal. I said for all people and explain for all the people, this is official rape. Okay, this is not marriage.
Nasser says most times the way to get a girl divorced is with money. But money's in short supply in Yemen these days. Nasser explains how one Yemeni father who sells spices on the street struggles to get by.
Every day he have 100 riyal or 200 riyal for all the family. It's nothing. They are
That's $1.
$1 for like family five persons. It is nothing, okay? What can do with $1 or $2? Then when some person he come to ask about the girls to marry her and he give him $1,000 or $2,000, that means this man, he can open for him a very nice window for new future.
Suppose, though, that the daughter in this family later wants a divorce from the man who paid $1,000 for her. Her husband might grant the divorce, but only if he can get his money back so he can pay for another wife. The girl's father has already spent the money, so who will pay for the divorce? The old quarter of Sana'a is a popular spot for tourists. With its mud brick towers and winding alleyways, it seems like a step back in time. But even here, in the thriving heart of the capital city, young girls are trying to escape forced marriages. This girl, who only goes by the name Sally, was forced to marry her older cousin when she was 10. Her husband, too, forced her to have sex with him and beat her when she resisted. She eventually ran away.
She wants to get divorced because of sleeping. Seems like having sex.
Sally says she followed Najood Ali's example and took her case to court. The police detained Sally's husband and father while her divorce proceedings went forward. Aid groups and private individuals raised the $1,000 the husband demanded in lost dowry. Now, Sally says, she'll never marry again.
She said that, I don't know about marriage, anything. I thought it's just a dress, it's just like gold, it's just like that. I don't know about marriage.
Sally looks over her shoulder, worried that a neighbor might see her talking to a reporter. We hand her a package of pencils and notebooks. I should be in school, she says, looking down. A girl like me should be going to school. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.
This is NPR.